powerful Hurricane Delta about to make landfall on the Louisiana coast. We're even going to see some effects here in Alabama, hundreds of miles away, especially by tomorrow. But even today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight. Breezy, with a high temperature up to about 83. Tonight's low down to about 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer rain bands of Delta. Windy tomorrow, with wind gusts as high as 30. Threat of a few tropical tornadoes, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. With a high in the low 80s tomorrow and Sunday. A risk of a few leftover downpours from Delta on Sunday, but beautiful weather pattern beginning Monday through Wednesday and beyond with cooler nights and nice days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Thursday morning. Police say a 19-year-old man was shot and killed in the 3000 block of Kelly Circle around 4:30 Thursday morning. Right now, no arrests have been made. Andalusia police are looking for a domestic violence suspect. Authorities say Nicholas Shane Connor is wanted on strangulation and kidnapping charges. Police say Connor has family in Montgomery and has lived in Center. If you know where he is right now, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 142,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. More than 14,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say just under 2,500 people have died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. We do that 2:30 to 2:45 today. Do not jam me up at right before we do the drawing. It kind of messes everything up for the show. If you want in, get in. It's with great pride that I mention to you again, Mortgage Corporation of the South. VA loan, give them a call. It's not going to cost you a thing. They may be able to save you money with the VA new refinance program. 567-9000, 567-9000. But you may be need to do what I did, and that's I refinanced my house, got consolidated some debt, got some things moved over, got everything taken care of. I'm paying off things as fast as I possibly can. And Mortgage Corporation of the South really helped me get behind that plan. I've got a 5-year plan to reduce debt by a certain amount, build wealth by a certain amount, and I'm going to be able to accomplish that because of Mortgage Corporation of the South. Ashley was spectacular. My case was a hard case because I'm self-employed, but she can help you with yours because she's learned from me. Give them a call, 567-9000. Good credit, not so good credit. Give them a call. NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
How are you doing, Dan?
I'm good.
I'm great. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better and are recovering so quickly.
I am feeling great.
Have you heard of a Dr. Lin Ming Yan, who apparently defected from China? She's a biologist.
You're talking about the female?
Yes.
Yeah, I have seen her and seen some videotapes on her.
Have you listened to any of her interviews?
I have.
You know, she supports that the coronavirus was actually a biological weapon that was used against America, primarily against America. That we were the target.
Yeah.
He's got some pretty interesting things to say. I was just curious as to...
She does, and I'm hoping that she has said those things to our intelligence officers.
Yeah, probably at some point has, but, you know, how far-fetched would you think it would be that this was completely at the hands of the Democrat Party?
I think that would be kind of difficult to do.
I'm sure it'd be difficult to prove, but how far-fetched do you think it is in thinking that way?
Well, they would have to collaborate with the Chinese to do that, and I would think that they would have shown up on somebody's radar if they were doing that.
Well, you know, Fauci stood up for the lab in China. He says that it's not a lab-borne disease. Yet they have not been able to link it back to any animal in China. No kind of seafood, no kind of land animal there, because supposedly this happened there in the fresh market and was a animal transferred it to humans, but yet they've not been able to distinguish which animal could have done that.
Right.
So it's starting to look, I did not realize that Fauci had so much ability to finance and give financing. Apparently, he was financing this Chinese lab at about $3 or $4 million a year.
Now, I've never heard that.
That came out on one of her, one of this doctor's videos.
Okay, let me say again, I've not heard that.
She vouched for it, so it's pretty interesting, and I think I heard something come out on the 4 days ago about some of the financing that he was doing. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting. I had not really paid much attention to her until the last two nights when I saw one of her interviews, and I was like, wow, this lady she's pointing some fingers.
She is indeed.
So, what do you think about Trump and his corona? Because theoretically, according to what the CDC tells us, he will be viral shedding for up to 90 days. But according to the CDC and their guidelines to return to work, after he has been fever-free for 10 days, he's safe to be around.
Well, I thought that the standard was that it tests negative twice.
No, they've dropped that.
Okay.
They dropped that several weeks ago because...
Thank you, Dr. Bell.
You will test, according to the CDC, you will test positive for up to 45 to 60 days.
Now, that's not true. I don't know where you got that from. I have friends that aren't testing positive. Now, you said they could, but, you know, Bill, let's just stay within the lines here. Just, you know, don't just throw out a whole bunch of stuff.
Go to the CDC guidelines.
Okay, I will. CDC. I will. Thanks.
And if you don't find it, let me know. I'll forward it to you.
Send it to me anyhow.
Okay.
Thanks. See you. Yeah, y'all don't just throw stuff against the wall. Drive me crazy. Ed O'Keefe on the debate about the debate, the debate of the debate.
Joe Biden campaigned in Arizona yesterday following news that the next presidential debate could be in jeopardy. Now, President Trump says he will refuse to debate Joe Biden after the commission that runs the event announced that it would be virtual. Ed O'Keefe reports on the latest drama.
President Trump insists he wants to take on Joe Biden, but only face-to-face. It all began Thursday when the Commission on Presidential Debates suddenly announced that next Thursday's debate will be virtual, without consulting either campaign. The president and his team said he'll do a rally instead. The Biden camp initially said they'd be happy to do a virtual debate on October 15th, but later announced they'll do their own town hall that night.
Donald Trump's choosing not to show up. We're going to go do a town hall and have Joe Biden talk directly to the American people.
The debate over debates came as everyone but the president campaigned in the key battleground state of Arizona Thursday. Vice President Mike Pence was there fresh off his VP debate performance.
Some people think we did all right.
So Ed O'Keefe is kind of laying it out there. I thought that the Pence deal where he was talking, saying people think we did all right. By the way, new poll just came out on Arizona showing Trump ahead there. Again, I'm not as interested in the number. I'm interested in the trend line, but that's major. And something just for noteworthiness, when you take the polls in 2016 of the battleground states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Ohio, Florida, and such, the polls for Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump are worse than they are of Biden against Donald Trump. But there are two differences. One, Hillary Clinton, the press was still doing Hillary Clinton. If you remember on 9/11 when she fainted, they ran that story. They would not run a story like that today on Joe Biden. They were doing the deplorables. They were running negative stuff on Hillary Clinton. They don't run negative stuff on Joe Biden. And so the media is much more in the tank. But the fact that those polls are showing that much tighter than it was in 2016 is very encouraging. The other thing is they've got a new set of polling that came out today shows that Georgia, and for them to show Georgia in the lead for Trump is big. There's a runoff race that the Democrat may win it, but it's because two Republicans are neck and neck and they're splitting the vote. It will clearly go Republican when they do the runoff January, I think it's the 5th. So let me start with Ed O'Keefe, the debate and the debate.
But so were Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, appearing together on the trail for the first time since their convention. Democrats want to turn Arizona blue for the first time since 1996. The CBS News battleground tracker shows Biden up 5 points in the Grand Canyon state. In Phoenix, he praised Harris for her debate performance.
You got to give me great credit for knowing how to pick him, right?
And he slammed the president for referring to Harris as a, quote, monster.
It's obvious he cannot. He has great difficulty dealing with strong women. Great difficulty.
The debate commission says their next meetup is on next Thursday if the two candidates want to change their schedules and show up. The Biden campaign says, no, we'll see you on the 29th, and that debate should become the one where the candidates take questions from voters. The Trump campaign says, how about we just push the two of them back, hold the next one on the 22nd, and then the third and final on October 29th. Biden campaign says, nope, that's too close to the election.
And we don't want to be sitting there with our arm out of the socket, having been beat up with our own arm over the head. Let me do this now. Let me go to Joe Concha talking about the debate change. Good insight here, Joe.
Joe, you almost need to diagram what's going on with this debate. It may or may not happen next Thursday. Who knows? But what we do know for sure is the fact that this commission decided to go ahead and make it virtual without talking to the campaign for October the 15th, which is way past the 10 days that the CDC says that the president should quarantine after first showing symptoms. So it kind of looks to a lot of people like it was a gift to the other Joe Biden.
And Steve, the Commission on Presidential Debates has not done well here in terms of basically almost everything. The next moderator at the debate you're talking about, which was supposed to be for October 15th, now who knows if it happens, Steve Scully, okay, he interned for the Biden campaign.
Mm-mm.
If I'm picking if I'm picking a moderator, I'm pretty sure I don't pick the person who once worked in any capacity for any of the candidates. If he interned for the Trump campaign, I'd be saying the same exact thing. So at one point last night, and this is very telling, there was a tweet from Steve Scully, and I'm not sure if he knew that he was tweeting or that he was sending a text, so to speak, or a direct message. Here's what he had to say. Should I respond to Trump? And he wrote this to Anthony Scaramucci, who is now one of the president's most staunch critics. Why is he talking to Anthony Scaramucci? Why is he asking, should I respond to Trump? That's a very bad thing. But it's very easy here, Steve. You move this debate back to October 22nd. You move the third debate, which was scheduled for that day, back to October 29th, because you have time.
Okay. So somebody hacks into the account. Should I respond to Trump? Makes no sense whatsoever. A lot of other things could have been said, particularly if you wanted to hurt him. A lot of things could have been said. That was not one that was going to really hurt him.
And it looks like the I've been hacked statement came through C-SPAN, not from, like, Scully direct. I'm sure Scully's talked with him, but C-SPAN said he claims he's been hacked, and we're looking into it, and authorities are helping us look into it. Authorities.
By the way, on the Wuhan lab, Fauci did not put his own money in it. He put the agency money into it.
It was a grant.
And did a grant. One was over a five-year period for $3.7 million. And then he did another one that was a $7.4 million grant. Going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your car. Color me your color, darling. I know who you are. Some above your color chart. I know where you're coming from. Call me. Call me. Right. Call me. Call me. Anytime. Call me.
Not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the Mama Spaghetti Pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get your motor running. 272-9228. That's where we are. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Side Hustle. Side Hustle, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan and Joey, how are y'all doing today?
Good, and you?
Doing pretty good. I guess before I ask my question, let me get in on the Sweet Creek, if you don't mind.
Give me your month and day of birth.
12-1.
Got you in.
All right. Dan, I was going to ask you this. I've heard several people talk about how they think Trump might run away with this election. And I would have probably agreed with him 7 or 8 months ago, but I'm not thinking it's going to be a runaway now. But what do you think will have to happen on the night of the election for it not to have to go to court? Do you think it'll just have to be a complete blowout? Because you've heard Hillary tell Joe never concede. We've had the Democrats ask him for the past several weeks, will you leave the White House? And you know that you know we are you going to leave the White House? I forgot how they posed it, but basically uncontested. It seems that they're setting him up to show that okay, look, he's not leaving, he's not going to concede, and I just see it as it's going to be a rough week or two after election night.
Well, it really gets down to this. It depends on what states are reporting and what states are not reporting. And it's conceivable that Trump could have 270 electoral votes on the day after the election. And so that means he would win. It'd be a question about how much. But it's going to depend a lot on how does Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Ohio, places like that, how close are they to reporting? And if they report fairly fast, then I don't think it's going to be a problem. And then, of course, you have to win some key states.
Right. And I heard you yesterday talk about one of your concerns was a judge that might allow voting to continue on. But I would assume that would be in a state that would be that they're having those issues in, where it's a close race. So how does that work if you're in a battleground state and it's a close that night, and a local judge, I'm assuming it'd be a local judge, would allow voting to continue on? Can that be stopped, or how do you square that up?
Well, what happens, let me take Missouri, for example, it's kind of an infamous state. In St. Louis, there was a judge that basically said there have been problems with voting machines, so instead of the polls closing at 7, we're going to allow the polls to stay open to midnight. Well, the problem with that is the poll workers were not supposed to be there till midnight. They planned to be there till 7. So there was not a lot of ballot security to cover that. And they tried to overturn the judge, but it didn't work out very well.
Right. So what's your prediction? You think that we're going to end up being a week after election night before we know anything? Or do you
it
think...
It depends on what states we show up with. You know, if you take the typical normal states that Trump should win...
Mm-hmm.
And we take out of that mixture Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire. But he wins everything else that he's supposed to win. He wins Texas. He wins Arizona. He wins Ohio. Wins Florida. All of those that he would win, he would have 260 electoral votes. So all he needs is 10 more. So the question would be, does Michigan go ahead and report? Does Minnesota go ahead and report? Does Wisconsin go ahead and report? Does Pennsylvania go ahead and report? Because any of those, if they reported and Trump won, then he would be the winner that night.
Right. Do you think that they're going to hold out on some of those states are going to hold out?
All those states that I mentioned are all Democrat governor and Democrat secretary of states.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they're going to wait. They're going to see what they can do, and then...
Well, I'm not very trusting, particularly in state. I think Michigan is going to be one to really keep an eye on. I think from the stuff I've seen in Michigan, I think we have a real chance of winning Michigan straight up. Now...
Okay.
There may be some hanky-panky going on. They may not want to report that. They want to keep it in limbo as long as they can. But if Michigan can report, and they've got really good ballot security, you could have, by Wednesday morning, Wednesday midday, Trump declared a winner.
Okay.
With 276 electoral votes.
All right. The three that you just mentioned, Ohio, Florida, and Arizona, do you think he has those three?
I think he does have those three.
Okay. I felt like that about Arizona, but the Florida one, I didn't know. I hadn't seen anything lately on that. But that was my main question is what he would have to do to not have to have this go to court. That was when it early, but I was just I guess if you watch mainstream media, they have you on the edge right now, but...
And let me tell you, they're doing everything they can to talk this thing down. Everything they can. And the problem is, these polls are starting to break for Trump, and they don't know what to do with it. Let me kind of get the latest ones here. So Arizona, Trafalgar, just shows Trump up 4 points. Now, like I always tell you guys, I'm not as interested in the 4 points as I am the trend. But if that poll is showing +4 with the methodology they're using, Trump's going to win Arizona. They're showing Trump, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll is showing Trump up 2 in Georgia. I can tell you, Trump is way up more than 2. They've got Texas by 5. Remember, Texas is supposed to be one of those states they turn blue. Well, that ain't going to happen. So
right, well, they predicted that about Georgia too early in the race. That was supposedly a battleground state.
Yeah.
I never really believed that Georgia would be a battleground state. But
Florida, Fox 35 Inside Advantage poll shows Trump up by 3. That just came out yesterday at about 7 o'clock last night.
Right. Well, what's the Pennsylvania numbers then on those same ones? That would, I think, would be a harder state for him, even though he won it last time. But they're claiming that one to be a lot closer. Do you have any numbers on that?
Pennsylvania, the last one I see on Pennsylvania has got Biden plus 5, but it's an Emerson poll, which is not known for being absolutely accurate.
Right, right. And I know that these all get tighter as we get closer, but I'm still waiting for that October surprise. Do you think that's going to come out?
Oh, absolutely it's going to come out.
Sooner than later?
Oh, yeah.
I know it's going to come out, but...
I assure you they will do something.
But Republicans could have the same thing. I mean, it's not just a Democrat to have a October surprise against a Republican. I mean, it could easily go the other way as well.
It could, and the thought process is, what other things in the FISA warrant Durham stuff could come out that would not jeopardize Durham, but would get the point across that the Dems were cheaters.
Right. And I guess the problem with that piece is you're just not going to hear that on NBC, CBS, and ABC.
Well, it depends on what it is. If it's innuendo, or if it's we're taking two documents and we're connecting them together, you won't hear anything about it. If it's a Bob show, then you may, something that's happened different in the last 48 hours I've noticed is that Biden and Harris not answering the packing the Supreme Court is starting to get some momentum among some of these sidebar media. When you see Axios kind of saying, he's not answering the question, and you get people like the Philadelphia Inquirer, which is not a known conservative paper by a long shot, and they're kind of going, what do they have to hide? Why won't they just tell us? And then you're starting to see a little bit of shift.
Right, right. Well, hopefully that stuff does get reported. I just don't see, unless you're watching, the conservative channels, and most people who are on the other side are not. The only ones that really that are being attracted by Biden and Trump are in the middle ground, and it's just, are they watching and paying attention to that? But anyway, that was my question. I was just curious.
Well, you did a good job with that.
Well, I appreciate it. I was just curious on what you thought were on how we're going to get out of it without going to court. But,
well, it's possible for him to get 270 on election night or the day after. It's possible.
Yeah.
But when I'm going to be sitting there with my little electoral map and doing my, I've got one of these interactives, so every state I start seeing or I get a report on, I'm going to put over into either win or loss column for Trump. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to get very close to that 270 number. It's a question of what states don't report.
Right, right. And I mean, but even if they don't report, are they going to have time to fiddle with the numbers to make it happen? I mean, that's the part that makes me the most nervous is what are they going to say, well, okay, He doesn't have it, and if we turn our numbers in, we can beat him. But our numbers aren't true. Are they going to then find a trunk full of ballots that weren't counted, and then that's going to be the deciding factor? That's the part that makes me.
Yeah, and that's why I was saying that the judge, all of a sudden, ballots are still coming in Michigan, for example, and so they run to a judge and say, we need to count these ballots. Was say they didn't meet the criteria for being counted. What is wrong with this headset? And watching TV here. That's what I worry about. The other thing is, and they teach you this in ballot security school, is the longer the duration from the time a vote is cast to the time a vote is counted properly, the longer the duration, the higher the chance of something bad happening.
Right. Right.
They literally teach that at ballot security school.
Okay. Well, Dan, I appreciate it. I think you answered my question, and I hope you have a good day, and I'll be listening for Joey to call my name out at 2:30 to 2:45 this afternoon.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good job.
Have a good one.
Gonna be back right after this. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of your guns and butts and explode into space.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth.
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With powerful Hurricane Delta about to make landfall on the Louisiana coast, we're even going to see some effects here in Alabama, hundreds of miles away, especially by tomorrow. But even today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight. Breezy, with a high temperature up to about 83. Tonight's low down to about 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer rain bands of Delta. Windy tomorrow, with wind gusts as high as 30. Threat of a few tropical tornadoes, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with a high in the low 80s tomorrow and Sunday. A risk of a few leftover downpours from Delta on Sunday, but beautiful weather pattern beginning Monday through Wednesday and beyond, with cooler nights and nice days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Always count your friends on Friday when they join the Sweet Free Farm Market gift basket. You don't realize how many friends you have until then. Speaking of which, let's go to Smokin' Otez. Smokin' O, how are you?
I'm fine, Dan. Happy Friday to you.
Happy TGIF.
Isn't that true? Let's all remember to say a little prayer for our hurricane people out there. It's going to be a bad one for them.
Yeah, hurricane hitting the same place twice is not a good thing.
Yeah, not a good thing. Look, Dan, I was wondering, that last caller you had did a jam-up job on his, and, you know, I was just wanting you to kind of speak to the ballot security protocols that we have. Just how secure are our votes this year?
In Alabama, they're very secure. Because John Merrill and most of the probate judges do a very good job. And in some places, not so much. And there's some pockets in Alabama where you have some renegade probate judges and sheriffs that I have a little bit of a problem with. But our ballot is very secure here. Go ahead.
What do you think about the other places, like some of these battleground states? Just how secure do you feel that they are?
I get a little worried about places that are doing, who have not done this before, and they're doing mass ballot mailouts. And I'm not as worried about the presidential race because Trump isn't going to win New Jersey. But we could lose two House seats in New Jersey because of this. We could lose six House seats. We could not win six House seats in California. I get a little concerned about Georgia, because Georgia has, you may have a probate judge who's a Democrat with a Democrat sheriff in a county, and all of a sudden those votes get skewed real heavily. Particularly Cobb County.
What do you mean by skewed? Will some come up missing, added?
Yeah, some little hanky-panky happens here. I mean, I've worked biosecurity for decades, and I have seen stuff you wouldn't believe me. I'll give you some examples. What they used to do, and they're not doing this now because Alabama is a Republican state and it's too expensive for them to do it, but I remember during the day, and we're talking about in the 70s, where they would pay churches to get their church vans and go around and pick up voters. And they would go to gas stations and places where people are hanging out, and they would ask, have you voted? Are you registered to vote? And have you voted? And if you hadn't, they said, well, come on with us. We'll give you some Coca-Cola money, they called it. And they would take them to go vote, and you didn't have to show a driver's license then. All you had to do is say, I'm Dan Morris, here to vote. And they would literally walk into the voting booth with them and help them vote, which is totally illegal. And then they'd go back, sit in the van, and they would take them back. And there was this barbecue place that was run out of a wagon over on one of these food truck type things on Fairview Avenue. And they had cut this deal with this guy, and they'd buy them all barbecue and Coca-Cola and get a bag of chips. And they...
For their vote.
for taking the ride with them, let's say. It wasn't for them voting, it's for them getting in the van and praising Jesus' name.
Gracious.
Let me tell you. Oh, let me tell you something. And when you go to places like Wilcox County and Dallas County and Greene County, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Golly, and you could.
That was Montgomery. That was Beulah.
All across the nation.
Yeah, that was Beulah Baptist Church I just described to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you talk like that all across the country, I mean, you're talking about millions and millions, perhaps.
Well, what happens is, the more a precinct is Democrat-controlled, then that's where the hanky-panky starts, because they think they're bulletproof. Nobody's going to do anything to them. I'll have to say the Republican Party in the state of Alabama, Montgomery County in particular, has great ballot security because we have some very dedicated attorneys who have been doing ballot security forever. One who's a Supreme Court justice now, and he used to work ballot security with me, Will Sellers is his name, a long, long, long time ago. But they knew the law, they knew what you could do, they knew what you couldn't do. Jimmy Walters, a whole bunch of people, and they were really good. And Montgomery and the Republican Party would try to keep it as even and level as possible. You got to remember, the whole state back during that day were run by Democrats. Everybody was a Democrat.
Well, the Democratic Party is not what it used to be.
Oh, no.
They're full of liars and cheaters.
Yeah. Well, what you did is you voted for the most conservative Democrat because you knew the Republican wasn't going to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just kind of curious exactly what kind of protocol might be in place. Now, these people, you mentioned election security schools, so they actually have a school for this, right?
Yeah, they do a ballot security class for, in other words, Montgomery County will have a ballot security class, and they'll get all the people who are working ballot security, and you're able to have a poll watcher representing the party at each polling place. You have the precinct captain, then you'll have a Democrat poll watcher and a Republican poll watcher. Sometimes you can do an agreement if you have multiple machines that you'll have multiple watchers. And then they have a phone, and if they see something wrong, there's a number they call, and then an attorney will show up and to be there to be the legal side of it, to see if they need to file a case or notify the sheriff. And there was a guy, and if Kevin is listening now, I don't know if he's still with the Montgomery County Sheriff Department, but there was a sheriff named Hudson, and he was always the guy that was the ballot security guy for the sheriff's department, and he was outstanding. He knew the law like the back of his hand. And anybody that got too close to a polling place handing out sample ballots, he would say, you need to move back, and if you don't move back, you can take a ride downtown with me. He was serious guy.
Well, I was just curious. I mean, and this happens throughout every precinct in the nation.
Well, some of them are easy and good, and Huntington College, for example, you don't have a problem with. The Kings right. Hill here in Montgomery, that's a problem. Beulah Baptist Church used to be a real problem. It's not nearly like it used to be.
Right. Well, I was just kind of curious. I think you kind of answered that one pretty well, too, Dan. I
try to do my best.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Smokin' Otis. Flower Child, hang on. I'm going to be back after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Flower Child. Flower Child, how are you?
I'm well, and y'all?
Doing well.
Good. I went back and listened to that McSally-Kelly debate.
Yeah.
In Arizona.
Yep.
Oh.
Wasn't it good?
Yes. I just listened to it. I think it was 20 minutes of the highlight. And, you know, of course, you got Kelly and his wife. They've got this foundation that's a gun-grabbing foundation, you know. Of course, he won't come out and say that right now. But Project Veritas did a little hit job on him. And then McSally told us that on his trip to the space station, I guess it was, I don't know where he went, he took a Chinese flag with him. Can you believe that?
I did not hear that one.
Oh, yeah. I've got a friend out there in Arizona, and she even told me about it. So can you imagine? And he's got a business dealings to do with China, too. I hope Arizona wakes up and doesn't give him a chance.
Yeah, right now, you know, Kelly's got several things working against him. And his stance on the Second Amendment, and, you know, once you, I don't know if you've been to Arizona, but once you get out of Maricopa County and you get in, because there are only seven counties in Arizona, once you get outside of Phoenix, things are vastly different. And you may have pseudo-liberal in Phoenix, but you get out into the desert, those people are very serious about their guns.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're cowboys.
Well, that's the way they protect themselves.
Uh-huh. But, oh, anyway, we just cannot let him in the Senate, that's for sure. And I just wanted to give some people some reason to vote for Biden.
Yeah?
He's going to increase your taxes.
Yeah?
He's going to take away your rights. You know, you won't have free speech. Being able to assemble and pack the Supreme Court and take away your guns. And if you want unequal justice, elect Biden. Did you see the article where Devin Archer's story?
No. You're talking about Devin Archer? You're talking about Hunter Biden's partner?
Oh, yes. Devin Archer was convicted, I think, in 2018 with some other married men of bandits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the judge, he was convicted, then the judge overturned just his indictment. Of course, that judge's husband went to school with Hunter Biden. But the Justice Department has just reinstated, I guess what you call it, his guilty plea. And I don't know what they'll have to go through, but he's not out free. He's not going to be free.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, I tell you. I mean, all these people, they're the same, you know, that we want equal justice, and yet the elite are the ones that are getting the unequal justice, and we're having to have no justice.
The beneficial treatment, yep. And that's the problem, is you're treated differently because of your philosophy. So you and I are going to be treated differently than someone else that has a different philosophy than the two of us do.
Mm-hmm. And now 99% of the time, I always forget to be asked to be put in, and I know you made a comment about being friends on Friday, but I would like to get in on the two drawings.
Well, only if you'll take Judy down there with you.
Of course, I would take her.
give me your month and day of birth.
8/26.
You're in, Flower Child.
War Eagle. Go Trump. Bye.
Bye. Arkansas, right? Do we have enough time for Weird Top? Weird Top. You're up to bat, big guy.
Good Friday, gentlemen. I want to say that they've got a bunch of new Trump T-shirts and hats that look really cool down there at the headquarters, 515 South Court Street. A lot of good new stuff. I would love to see some folks wearing these hats, T-shirts, signs. How many of you guys got signs up in your yard? We're running out of time, guys, so I want to encourage everybody very much to get off their butts and get some signs up. We need them bad. Because Doug Jones folks got us way beat on the signs and stuff like that. And I will have more details about another car rally. I'm going to the state capitol police to see if I can arrange us being on the capitol steps without any harassment from anybody else. I thought that'd be a best place to go, don't you think?
Capitol police would be a good place to go.
Yes. And I know a lot of those guys anyway. So we're going to work
real
hard.
How do they know you, though?
I painted 60 offices over there.
Oh, I thought they had knocked you
up
or something.
And I had to change from Mike Hubbard's office before he got caught. So I know a lot of those people. Jay Love, all those guys. Greg Pappas, which God bless him and his son. So anyway, get down there, get some Trump stuff, guys. We need to support our president, and he's certainly worth it, guys. So y'all have a wonderful weekend. Roll Tide, go Trump, go Tuberville. I hope we can beat Mississippi State. That's a nasty bunch of folks, ain't it?
It's Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, yeah. Okay, good deal. Thank you, gentlemen.
See you, Red Top. Top of the hour break, final hour of the Demo Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was.
just where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old
the Dan Morris